I'm Kate Manahan. Thank you for joining me for this 65th edition of New Mainers Speak. This is a weekly half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's immigrants. And during the show, we will visit with individuals regarding their life stories and enduring hopes as New Mainers. Today, my guest is Fiston Seba Bujambi. He is a recent immigrant to Portland area from the Democratic Republic of Congo, and he's come and joined his family here. He has a well-established gospel singing career in DRC and is releasing his next album here next month. Welcome to New Mainers Speak, Fiston.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
It's such a pleasure. It's a warm day here in the studio.
I know. It's a little bit warm here.
So we're going to be really relaxed.
Yeah, but I love you anyway.
Does it feel like home?
Yeah, actually, it feels like home. Uh-huh. You know, we're always in like 90s, 80s, so it's pretty much, I feel like I'm home right now.
Is it humid in Congo?
Yes, it's humid, and we get cold in December, but it stands humid every time.
Well, welcome home.
Thank you.
Yeah. So let's talk first about your family. Can you tell me what your family structure looked like while you were growing up and where you grew up?
Yeah, I'm from Eastern Congo, Congo Kinshasa, and I came from a family, a very big family. We are seven children, six boys and one girl, which is the last born.
Were they going to keep going until they had a girl?
No. They stopped. That's it.
Great. And are you all here now in Portland?
Yeah, we're all here in Portland.
And what did it look like where you grew up? So you grew up in Eastern Congo before moving to Kinshasa?
Yes, I was born in Kinshasa, and we moved to Rwanda after that, and we went back to Congo.
And so what did it look like? Were you in an urban area most of your upbringing, or were you in a rural place, dirt roads?
Yeah, we were like in the road, in roads place.
Were your family cattle farmers, or what did your family do?
My family, or my parents, were working in church. My dad is a pastor, so his career or his job was just in church, ministering in church.
So who named you, and how do you decide which names to use?
My dad names me Fiston. It's a French name. Meaning is son in English. That's what I can say.
That's yes. Good. So son, and then
a lovely son.
Lovely son.
Lovely son.
Oh, and it's come true.
Yeah.
Maybe we should all name our children Fiston.
Yeah, because every French parents call their son Fiston.
I see.
Yeah.
And then what's Seba?
Seba is my middle name, meaning it's Seba or Seba no, meaning a person who loves people or a parent of people.
See. And how about Bujambi?
Bujambi, that's my last name. It's my daddy's name. Yeah. I don't know the meaning of Bujambi, but
it sounds like you use just your first and your middle name as a musician.
Yes, because
that's the stage name.
Yeah, that's the stage name. And that's what most people know me. Yeah,
but you're a member of the Bujambis.
Yeah, I'm a member of Bujambis.
So what about influences? How did your church and your community influence you as a child?
Yeah, as I said, I grew up in church, and I joined the choir when I was 10. So from there, I started like singing choir. And that's where my career started. And you know, 2 years later, I start playing instruments. Started with the piano, and from there, that's where I started my music career.
Sure. And church doesn't just last for an hour and a half a week, right?
Right.
What kind of hours did you spend at church?
I was spending almost 4 hours a week because we had two practices every week. I remember it was Monday and Friday, if you remember.
Oh, yeah? And yeah. who was your church choir director? Was that a family member too?
No, he was a friend of mine, and he was a little bit older than me. Yeah, and my church was called Free Methodist Church back in Congo.
Free Methodist?
Yeah, Free Methodist Church.
Yes, and do you attend a Free Methodist Church here?
Yes, I do. That's my church.
Nice. Where is that?
Mindshow Hill in Congress.
I see.
Yeah.
East End.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you want to tell us about your childhood, your pets, your music, your community? What life was like?
Before I start my music career, I was a lover of soccer. I didn't know if I'll play music one day, because that was my passion, that was one of my hobby things that I was doing. So I don't know what happened, but I ended up in music. So
didn't become a professional footballer.
Yeah, I was dreaming of being a professional soccer player. But, you know, God has his plan. So we always plan our own plan, but God also has his own plan. And, you know, and I love what I do, and I do appreciate the gift that God gave me.
So you started music, singing when you were 10, and musical instruments when you were 12.
When I was 12.
When do you think you had a sense of that this music was somewhat of a calling for you?
One of my uncle used to play like harp.
A harp?
Yes. I don't know if, yes, it's harp, yes. And that was inspiring me a lot. And one of my, I had like two brothers who were in the choir, and I loved the way they were singing, and that was inspiring me a lot. So it gave me the courage, you know, to join the choir and be a musician.
Wonderful. And we get to hear Fiston live singing a little bit later, and then some of his recorded music
toward
the end.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned. When did you know you would be leaving Congo?
I didn't know when I was going to leave Congo, but what happened to me to come in this country is my dad got sick, and, you know, and he had to come here in the States so he can, you know, get a medical assistance, because he has this disease that he was going through, and he had to recover very quickly because it was getting so bad. And when he got here, and he had to seek for the asylum, and from there, that's where we came here. Yeah.
Yes. And did you all come at one time?
We all come at one time, yes.
And how long have you been here in Portland?
We've been here for 4 years and a half now.
Always Portland?
Yes, always in Portland. We love it.
You love it? Oh, love that's it. Sweet. What do you love about Portland?
I love seeing snow, even though I hate cold. But I love snow and lobster.
Lobster and snow. Aren't you a Mainer?
Yeah, I'm a Mainer now. I love lobster.
And your English is wonderful. When did you start speaking English?
I learned English back home in Africa, and it wasn't really fluent. But when I came over here, I went to adult education. I studied there 2 semesters. And then I went to USM. I did 1 semester. Now I'm at SMCC, where I'm studying right now. And yeah, my English has improved.
What are you studying at SMCC?
I'm studying communication, new media.
Well, and here you are.
Yeah.
This is a little bit older media. Radio.
Right.
Radio is still pretty big in Congo, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what did you make of Maine, your first impressions? And has it panned out to be what you thought it would be?
That's a good question, because my first impression when I got here in Maine, as I said before, it was the weather. And I was waking up in the morning seeing outside was just white, with snow falling. And the other impression was, you know, seeing people, or there's something that impressed me when I got here. Back home in Africa, there's some time that you can walk outside some places. And when I was here, I saw people walking around in the street 12 a.m. without any problem. But back in Africa, you know, people are scared to walk outside.
At night?
Yeah,
at
night.
Mm-hmm.
But
what are they afraid of?
Insecurity. You know, some people kill each other. And
being attacked.
Be attacked, mm-hmm. Yes. So my impression was, okay, people are not afraid here. People are not scared here in America, in Maine. So I was so impressed for that. And, you know, it made me to love Maine. And I was so happy for that.
That is wonderful.
Yes.
You're free to be yourself.
Yes.
At whatever time of day you need to be out there.
Yep.
That's great. So before we take our halfway break, I want to let guests know that Fiston brought his guitar here into the studio today. Can you introduce the song that you're going to play for us here in the middle of the show?
Yes, I'm going to play my song Ananipenda, meaning he loves me. So be ready to hear.
Wonderful. You're listening to WMPG, Southern Maine Community Radio, broadcasting from USM. I'm Kate Manahan, and this is New Mainers Speak. If you're just joining us, welcome. My guest today is Fiston Seba Bujambi, gospel singer from Democratic Republic of Congo. Why don't we set that up right now, Fiston? And we're going to do it right here at the studio. I'm going to move my mic around to mic your guitar, and then we'll leave the other one for your voice.
Okay. Namupenda, oh, namupenda, I love you, oh, I love him. Namupenda, oh, namupenda, I love him, oh, I love him. Mimi sita chupendo wake Mungu, kwa maana yeye ni mwamba wangu. Katika shida yeye ni pamoja nami. Mimi sita chupendo wake Mungu, kwa maana yeye ni mwamba wangu. Katika shida yeye ni pamoja nami. Oh, oh. Namupenda, oh, namupenda, I love him, oh, I love him. Sikiliza nikueleze ndugu yangu, uo Yesu ni mtamu sana, oh, hawezi kukuacha kamwe. Katika shida yeye ni pamoja na wewe, yeah. Ananipenda na mupenda yeye ni wangu na mimi wake. Neema yake yanifariji siku zote, yeah. Namupenda, oh, namupenda, I love him, oh, I love him. Namupenda, oh, namupenda, I love him, oh, I love him.
Oh, Fiston.
Thank you, thank
you. What a treat to have live music right here today.
Yes, thank you.
Namupenda.
Namupenda. I love him.
Well, if you want to hear more of that and get to see him in a well-produced music video, you can go to YouTube and look for Fiston Seba, Fiston Seba.
Yeah, right there.
Can you tell us about your influences for that song? Was it in Lingala?
No, that was in Swahili.
In Swahili.
And the chorus is in English and Swahili.
I got the English part.
Yeah. Now you can sing it, right?
So tell us about where that song came from.
This song came when I was in Chicago. I went to do my music video for the song Sweet of Her Prayer. And I was just sitting in the studio because one of my friend, Lick Lick, he has a studio and he's a producer. And I asked him, can we do the song? It was like around 3 a.m. in the morning. And he said, yes, let's go ahead and do something. And I grabbed my guitar and I started playing the song. 2 minutes, I said, hey, man, I got the melody. Let's do the song. And then we start recording the melody and the beats at the same time. By 5 a.m., the whole song was done.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did it feel like a gift that came to you?
Yeah, actually, that's how I do compose most of my songs. You know, the melody just come in my head and, you know, I get inspired right away and start writing words.
That's beautiful. I think that's a story of a lot of musicians, isn't it?
Yeah, most of people.
It just occurs to them.
Yes.
What do you make of that?
I don't know. I guess it's a gift from God. I don't know. I can understand it.
Catch it by its tail.
Yeah, it just came up, you know.
It's beautiful. I loved it.
Thank you.
And how about your musical influences? You describe yourself as gospel funk.
Yeah, I describe myself as a gospel musician. I love funk and jazz, blues.
It's all in there.
It's all in there.
You open up and kind of let it flow.
Contemporary music too.
Do you have a favorite artist?
Yes, I do, but I have a lot.
Oh, a list of favorite artists? I should
have
ask.
A list of my favorite musicians.
Who are some singers. Of your favorites?
I do love Marvin Sapp, Donny McLaughlin, and Israel Houghton. And you know, I don't know if you know them, but. Those are my
I
favorite.
Don't, but probably listeners do.
Yeah.
So you were establishing yourself as a gospel singer in DR Congo.
Yes.
Was it difficult to imagine starting over here as a musician?
It was really tough for me. And, you know, to get to know people and get connected with other musicians. And it was really challenging for me.
And how have you managed to do it? What's made you so successful along your path?
What was that?
How have you managed to transition into a musical career here?
I mean, God has opened a lot of doors for me. I've worked with a couple gospel singers here, and we did one event. It was called Paula Night of Worship. It was a very, very huge thing that we did at the Mary Auditorium.
Portland Night of Worship.
Portland Night
yes,
of Worship.
Yes, I saw that on your Facebook page.
Yes, yeah. It was a very big thing. And from there, I was on main keyboard because that's my instrument. And, you know, I got to meet a lot of worship leaders. And from there, I got connected with them.
So you've met many people in this community so far.
Pretty much.
Do you have any people who have been especially helpful to you that you wanted to mention?
Yes. There's a couple people who have helped me a lot in my career. I mean, since I got here, I have my friend, a friend of mine whose name is Alan Price. He's a saxophone player, and he's been helping me a lot, and we've been going around with him. And not just part of musicians. I have also friends, a good friend of mine who helped me, you know, get stuff done and get organized. Liz Harvey, Elizabeth Harvey. She's one of my friends, my good friend, and
friend
she's also
slash agent.
Yeah, she's also my tutor. I met her at SMCC, and she's just been amazing to me. She's amazing, awesome.
I wish every immigrant had a Liz Harvey.
Yes, she's very helpful, and you know, maybe we get her known by people one day and put her on the walls everywhere.
Give her an award.
Yes, an award. Yes.
So can you tell us about your upcoming album and when it releases and
yes,
all that?
Yes, 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 yes. My album release is coming very soon, August 15th. And pretty soon I'm going to start posting things on Facebook. As I did today, I put one poster on my Facebook page. So it's going to be a special night. That's how I can call it, because there'll be a lot of music and a good musician will be there playing and good singers too. So it's going to be amazing.
Would listeners be invited to come?
Yes, everybody is welcome to come.
And where is it going to be?
At East Point Church. Yeah, just close to Time Warner Cable.
In Portland.
In Poland.
So August 15th.
August 15th.
East Point Church?
Yes, East Point.
East Point Church.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I hope people will look into that. They can find you on your Facebook page.
Yeah, they can find me on my Facebook page or my Facebook. Also, my friends who are related to me on my Facebook page. Yeah.
Well, you are a hardworking young man because you've covered a lot of ground since you've arrived here. And yeah. I'm curious about where you're headed. What would you like to become? What are your hopes and dreams as a man?
As a Christian, I just wanted to, you know, to preach the word of God and so people can be saved and people can know the truth. I want people to know God and, you know, to change their lives and turn to God. And that's my goal. That's what I want through my music too.
Would you like to be a pastor, preacher?
Not really, but I don't know what God has planned for me. But I see myself as a minister, as a musician.
So maybe change minds through music.
Yes.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. What do your parents think about your work?
They do support me. They do like what I do because it's what they have taught me, and they're just very supportive for me, yeah.
So can you tell us about some of the other songs that are on the album and describe the kinds of music that you're going to be incorporating in that?
Yeah, the title of the album is called "Sweet Hour of Prayer," Gusenga. And there's another song that you just heard right now, Ananipenda. There's another one called Born Again, I'm Born Again. There's like a bunch of songs that would be on the CD.
And are they all what you would call gospel funk?
No, gospel funk. I don't know how to call it, but it would be contemporary music, you know.
And then is this one of the things that you mix with a synthesizer and have many tracks of your own voice, or is this played with other musicians as well?
Yes, with other musicians, yeah.
Yeah, and are they all in the Portland area?
Yes, some are in Portland area, some are in Kentucky, a couple of musicians that I've worked with, yeah, different places.
And then how does this work? Will you have people buying this album in Kinshasa, in Kivu, DRC, and here?
Yeah, I have some connections back home in Africa, like Burundi, Rwanda. So I have some journalists that I work with. So I just send them my songs through maybe email, and they will just play them on the radio. Yeah.
Great. So I hope it's a fabulous relief for you all over the world.
Yes, and something that I want to say also on my album is most of the songs are in Kinyarwanda or Swahili, just because, you know, I started working on this album. It's been like 2 years and a half, and I was new here in Maine, so my English wasn't good. So I did the song in Kinyarwanda and Swahili. And what I hope is my next album will be in English, so people can hear more of English.
Well, with the song you played here in the studio, Ananipenda.
Ananipenda.
I enjoyed it regardless of what the language you were singing.
Yeah.
And the truth is, even when it's sung in English, I often don't catch the lyrics to people's songs. So maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe we'll just enjoy your music.
Yeah, I mean, some people just enjoy music.
Yes.
But also I want to make sure people understand the word, the lyrics, what I'm singing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that. So, Fiston, you are such a kind person and a fabulous musician. Thank you for coming on New Mainers Speak today.
Thank you for having me, yes.
It was quite fortuitous to get Fiston this week. My guest had to cancel at the last moment and reschedule, which was fine. But then I wasn't sure what to do. And this email came from Fiston saying, might I be able to come on your show? Which I've had very few people ask me. I was delighted to have your query. And I wish you good luck with your new release.
Thank you. Thank you. And I hope to see you there.
Oh, yes, that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So thank you for listening. Please join us each Sunday from noon to 12:30 for similar interviews with diverse members of our community. I'm Kate Manahan in the studio with my guest, Fiston Seba. And we will be closing today's program with a song he's chosen for us. And I wonder if you'll introduce the song to our listeners as I cue it up.
Yeah, the song's called I'm Born Again. And it's a collaboration of song that I did with a Burundian artist. And I hope you enjoy it because it's a really good song. It's called I'm Born Again.
I'm Born Again.
Yeah.
Thank you, Fiston.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation.
All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
Amen.
I'm born again, I'm born again, I'm born again, I'm born again. This is the life I chose to live now. This is the life I chose to live now. Ubuzima bwanje bwarahinduwe busha ubuntu bw'Imana uguruka n'inkuna sije mbayeho ni Kristo mbuje since I'm born again, yeah. My life has changed.
Bwana na mwokozi wa maisha yangu. And joy, and you raise me up, and
no one know his mind, and I'm his forever. No one ever be the same again.
This is the life I chose to live now, 'cause Jesus is in me and I'm here.
President of Lords, the King of Kings, the Almighty, the Conquering Lion of Judah, the Author of my salvation, Jesus Christ, you know. Listen!
He was in darkness, he tormented the Lord.